before this episode begins. If you guys have any questions for me, you can send them in by voice message or even join my Discord server, which will have a link in the description. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Christianity and Why It Matters. Hey everyone, my name's Andrew, but you guys know me as It's Fish Moly, and this is the podcast where we answer great questions by the viewers and explore the many possibilities of what religion really is. In today's episode of Christianity and Why It Matters, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus vaccine. Is it the mark of the beast or not? And the reason why people think it's the mark of the beast is for one reason. They are making it mandatory throughout the world that you must be vaccinated. But I have a couple points to counteract this. In order for the mark of the beast to be created and to even exist at this moment in time, the rapture must happen.
The definition of rapture: the transportation of believers to heaven at the second coming of Christ.
Thank you for that definition, Squeaker Timmy.
No problema, mi amigo.
My answer is short and simple. The COVID vaccine is not the mark of the beast. This is my reason why. First off, the rapture hasn't even happened yet. Second, where's the one world government antichrist? And my third and final point is, you're still allowed to go and buy groceries and food and sell things, even if you don't have the vaccine. And if you think the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast, what about the flu shot, or the chickenpox shot, or all of these helpful vaccines?
But what if the COVID vaccine really is the mark of the beast?
Well, Rufus, I'm not too sure about that, but what I do know is the rapture hasn't happened, you're still allowed to go out and buy things without the vaccine, and there is no one world government leader with one currency and one religion. And if all of this were true, which I haven't seen any of what I just said happen on the news, World War III would break out and happen. Let me give you guys an example. Hey, Rufus, Squeaker Timmy. This war will happen because of Israel.
I got the power of Israel and God on my side.
What God? You Israelites make us sick.
Attack!
And then an all-out war affects the whole world. This war will kill the majority of soldiers. The biggest war in history. But look at the bright side. It hasn't happened yet. And my final point today is, in the Bible of Revelation, it says the mark will go on somebody's forehead or right hand. Are people getting the COVID vaccine in their right hand or in their forehead? No, I don't think so. It's just like a normal vaccine. Well, that seems to be the end of this episode of Christianity and Why It Matters. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm going to keep trying to keep my episodes as short as possible, a maximum of 5 minutes, because, you know, not everyone has more than 5 minutes in their day to just sit down, relax, and listen to this podcast. So if you're interested, you can check out the links in the description of this episode, where I have my YouTube channel and my Discord server down there, and Discord server has about 50 members, so there's always some discussion you can go on. Thank you all for watching, and have a great day.